We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. If you are just joining me for the bits this weekend, you are in the right place. This is part two. But make sure you check out part one and part three with Scuba Steve this weekend. That part one was hilarious. We talked about what other professions we would do if we could. Halloween, where did the name Scuba Steve come from, and our favorite appetizers, like specific appetizers at places, and then listener Q&A. We dove into a little bit of the blank slate game, if him and his wife would ever adopt, just a lot of fun stuff. So check out part one and part three, but for now, let's go. The best bits are here.
Woohoo!
Coming in at that number seven spot, there are some things we shared that you may never have heard about, thought about, or anything like that, but you definitely should know. Like, I shared that you can plug in a selfie online and find out where all the photos of you are at on the internet. So you can take them down if you wanna, or, you know, figure out the source.
Number seven.
We're here for you. The more you know. It's us just doing a public service to each other in the room and to our listeners. And this is all inspired because Amy had sent me this thing about plastic cups.
Yeah, I saw this article and the headline was, "Sorry, your paper coffee cup is a toxic nightmare." And I was like, what? What could be so toxic about a paper coffee cup? Which when we get coffee to go, that's what all the places are putting it in. And even if they're supposedly eco-friendly, in order for them to be leak-proof, because it's paper, they have to put this layer of plastic on the inside.
And when it's hot, it leaks. It melts it. It's hot. It melts it a little bit. And
yeah.
You drink it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so what do we do?
It's a
mason jars?
Thin layer of plastic, but scientists have discovered chemicals that harm living creatures, us.
But what do we do?
Why don't we all just take our own glasses?
I don't know, guys.
Places?
Yeah, why don't
that's,
we?
That's,
I don't
a, that's an
why
option.
We don't do that.
You know
taking
what I mean?
Your own mug.
Here's Starbucks. Here's my mug.
They do that. They'll.
I don't want to do that.
Put it in your stuff.
You don't want to carry it around.
I'm good with plastic. No, I don't. More than that.
Well, that didn't last long.
I'm not carrying a jug. Or,
really?
I'll lose it. I'll be seven jugs deep, not know where any of them are. Spend more money on jugs. Although we have, instead of going to Starbucks, my wife bought a little coffee machine type thing that makes all kinds of stuff. And I don't know that it's saving us money yet, but it will. As long as it doesn't break in the next month.
We have one of those, and my wife makes coffee at home, and then she buys Starbucks later in the day.
Oh, so. That seems like it's doing double wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Amy. The more you know. What we learned there is try not to use plastic cups for coffee.
I mean, paper.
Paper.
Paper or plastic.
That's the thing.
Yes. Okay, Eddie?
Man, I found this out last night because I was munching on these baby carrots, and I'm like, what are baby carrots? Like, I bet they're so cute when they come out of the ground. Did you know that baby carrots aren't its own carrot? It's just a carrot, and they cut it in the shape of a baby carrot.
I did not know that.
What?
It's
y'all,
so dumb.
Wait, you thought?
I never thought about it.
Perfectly little.
No, I never thought about it.
Miniature carrots.
Yes, I never
came
thought about
out
it.
Of the ground.
No, these are
like
so cute.
Nubs,
they're probably for the little
but
bunnies.
But I never thought about it.
You thought they like came out like a little?
Yeah.
Never spent a second
tail.
Thinking about it. I just didn't know they cut it from bigger carrots.
Like, yeah, I worry about you if you think they grow different. Like, oh my god.
Why wouldn't? There be like, they're smaller bananas. Okay, they're cute little bananas.
Great point. Yeah. I learned something.
And there
I
you
didn't
go.
Think the opposite. I just didn't think about it. Well, but baby carrots aren't young carrots. They're chopped out of big carrots.
That's right.
The more you know, there.
Y'all know the shredded carrots. They're just okay, shredded.
They don't grow shredded?
Right. Now you're making fun of me, Amy.
Lunchbox.
I got one for the ladies. Listen, if you are cooking and you burn your dishes,
why can it not be for dudes?
Yeah, guys cook.
Yeah, Eddie's.
I cook all the time.
Okay, good.
But who does the dishes?
I do.
Oh, my bad. So, you know, you get that burnt stuff on the dishes and you're scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. You can't get it off. Guys, you put laundry soap and let it soak in there. Boom, comes off like magic. Don't sit there and scrub it with dish soap. Just go get some of your laundry soap out of the laundry room, pour it in there, let it sit a little bit. Comes off so
easy. Like the Tide, the gritty grainy?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Have you researched? I have no idea.
Does it taste like clean clothes? Can you cook in it next time?
But no, if it damages the
Amy, I don't care about all that.
A pan?
I didn't do all that research.
Did you try it?
Yes. And I just said, oh, that actually does work.
Hmm. Boom. The more you know.
Thank you.
I got a couple. Number one, I think it's just something useful. If there's a jar or container that you cannot open, and I've heard things like, pop the bottom.
Yeah.
Or put hot water over the top. Or what you need to do?
Bang a knife up against the edge of it.
Whoa. Dangerous. Okay. What you need to do.
Rubber.
Yes, you're right.
Is run, like put it, get water, get hot water if you can, and hold it underneath water for 30 seconds.
It loosens it up?
And can totally have it totally in the water.
Oh, totally submerged.
Submerged.
Mm-hmm. You can't get it open. And it doesn't take that much water. Just plug the sink and
go. You ever have a hard time opening jars?
Sometimes. Caitlin's had to open a couple for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a strength thing. It's mostly if it's like real small. I can't get my hands like that small because they're so masculine.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually my wife asks me to open it, and if I can't, then we try all these other things. I don't give it back to her and be like, you try to open it.
Well, sometimes I just go to her first. I'm just like, I can't open this. Can you? And she's like, yeah, boom. There.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Morgan, do you have one?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
So if you upload a selfie onto the website PimEyes, like PimEyes.com, you can find all the photos of you out there on the internet.
Whoa. I don't want that.
I don't like that.
PimEyes.com. You upload a selfie.
Yeah. This is how I found out that there's apparently photos of me on CelebrityFeet.com.
I saw Morgan's on Celebrity. That's a whole topic for another day.
Really?
Are you?
She's on Celebrity Feet.
This is how I
Do
found out
Do people pay
about
that. For that?
I'd be like, dang, think I'm a celebrity? That's awesome.
How did they find your feet through your eyes?
It's like they upload a photo of me and apparently I was barefoot or something. But that website, though, you could find anything that anybody's put out, you've put out. It could be anything with your face on it.
I'm not going there.
No.
My other, the more you know, lack of sleep can kill someone sooner than starvation. Big guy focusing on sleep a lot, trying to anyway. Chronic sleep deprivation is linked to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, insulin resistance, obesity, all these other things. Newborns need 14 to 17 hours a day. Adults only need 7 to 8. But you will die quicker if you don't sleep than if you don't eat.
Is your sleeping getting better? I know you like had some good nights.
I've been stretching a lot. And I think that helps my sleep a little bit. Like I really try to wind down. But sleep and drink water. And give your wife the jar if you can't open it. The more you know. If you're in bed and you feel dizzy, put one of your feet on the floor. Your brain will readjust.
Just one?
Even when you're drunk?
If you just put, I don't know if the drunk's dead.
That may not
I do that for hangovers.
You do?
Yeah, I put one feet, put one hand, and I close my eyes, and it all stops spinning.
If you have a stuffy nose, you can get relief by slicing an onion in half and placing both halves on your nightstand while you sleep.
Oh,
that's cool.
Disgusting. That smell.
But it opens your nostrils up.
No. Yeah.
You can prevent acne by turning the water to cold in your shower. The cold water will seal your pores and prevent dirt and bacteria from entering them.
Oh.
Finish. Boom. Hey. We're just looking out for the listener and looking out for each other. Thank you, guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This was a funny segment. Lunchbox wanted to ask a favor of Bobby. Basically, that involved more reality TV stars. And then it spun into all of us asking different show members different favors. A whole lot of favors in this segment.
Number six.
Lunchbox, you can go first. We're doing favors. Because this started with him, and he wants a favor of me. But everybody can ask somebody in the room for a favor, okay? Lunchbox, you go first.
Bobby, I want you to make dreams come true. Challenge Mania is coming to Nashville. It's people from the Real World Road Rules Challenge, which is now just called The Challenge. They do this, like, Derek is the host and this other guy, and they do a traveling show, like, where they do a podcast, and they bring people from the show, and they're coming to Nashville November
18th. Why are you looking at your watch? You don't even have a watch on.
Says that every time.
For a date, November.
Your calendar watch?
I mean, Josh is going to be there. Devin, Tori, Anissa, Jonay. I want you to bring them in the studio. We have a big old panel of challengers in here. Make my dream come true.
What will we do with them?
Talk to them about life on the challenge. Is it as glorious as I think it is? Like, let me meet them. Like, just bring them in the studio. Let's do this.
I mean, it could be cool.
It would be awesome.
I don't know who they are, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, Devin, Tori, Josh.
Can you reach out?
Derek.
I mean, we should bring in like three of them.
Okay, yeah, let's
top
see.
Three. Who are the top three?
Josh.
Derek.
Anissa.
Devin, Tori. Gosh, man. Anissa's great too, though.
Is that CT guy in there that you always talk about?
Yeah, but he's not going to be at this one. No, Puck's not here.
Oh. What do you mean here?
No, he's not going to be there.
He die?
No. Oh. I'm saying he's not going to be there.
Okay, here's the favor. Yes, if Scuba can line it up, we'll bring him in for a second.
Yes.
If they're in town.
Okay. Well, it's double favor. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Got it.
This is great.
Eddie, what's your favorite you want to ask for?
Okay, so this is mainly Abby, but if anyone wants to step in and help. So over the Thanksgiving break, we're going to go for like a little mini vacation for a couple of days. I need someone to take care of my dog, preferably at their place.
Golly, I wouldn't do that.
Wait, they have to take your dog home?
Yeah, Abby is the resident dog sitter.
No. Abby's just somebody that's responsible that we pay because we care about our dogs.
Yeah.
And Abby stays at their house.
Well, I guess Abby could stay at our house if she really wanted to, but
how many days are you gone?
2 days. It's just 2 days. No big deal.
What are you going to pay her?
No. This is a favor. I'm asking you for a favor. I have 4 kids, man. I need a favor right now.
The favor would be, hey, would you watch the dog? I'll pay you.
Right. Oh, okay. Abby, I'll pay you $10 a day.
$10 a day?
$10 a day.
Are you, like, you're actually kidding me. A day.
Abby, are you leaving town?
I have not decided yet. I don't know.
So you can't commit to this favor yet?
Correct. I cannot commit yet. I'll have to keep you updated.
But she doesn't know if she's out of town yet, so this is good.
Okay.
If it's right. The money you're worried about, Abby, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I'd love to. You have asked. You're good now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Amy?
I need Scuba Steve, or I would like to ask Scuba Steve or any of you guys, too.
Just pick a person, because if you do that, nobody's going
to. Okay, but he's got the truck, but I also.
Oh, the truck. I felt that. That's a good one.
Damaged truck.
So he's got the truck, but y'all all could help out in a way. I would like to cut down a Christmas tree.
Oh, you want.
You want to go out to the woods and do it?
To cut
and
a tree
then
down.
No. Y'all help me put it up.
Oh, my God. How about help you move and take you to the airport at the same time?
but guys, her husband would probably do this.
Well, you know what? That's on her.
This is the first time I... That's on me.
Yeah, y'all are my friends.
Yeah. You said, hey, you need a favor?
Well, you get to ask somebody for it, though. You can't put it on everybody. One person.
See, I asked Bobby specifically.
Yes, I'm going to try to make that dream come true.
Specifically Scuba Steve, since he has a truck.
And probably a chainsaw.
A Christmas tree.
You need a chainsaw?
So you want Scuba to act like your husband and drive and go with you to the Christmas tree barn?
No, we're all going to go together like family.
Like you and the kids and Scuba?
Yeah.
No.
This is
all
weird.
Of us. Like, I thought he could be a thing.
What is your answer?
Or I'll pick it out. I just need a ride.
How far away is this place to pick out a tree?
I mean,
do you have to cut it down?
I don't know yet, but it's almost Christmas.
It's a tree farm. You can go to that.
It's basically Christmas. It's time to decorate.
You didn't answer his question.
How far is it?
I don't know yet. I have to research.
Are you guys going to go to dinner too?
I respectfully would choose a place that's close.
Scuba, let's say it's within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Within 20 minutes. We can find time to do it, yes.
Thank you.
You're Boom. Welcome.
That's
awesome. And will you let the kids call you daddy?
They can call me daddy just for that one.
You said family, you and the kids.
They have their dad.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You can have more than one dad.
Yeah. I'm sure.
There's Scuba.
He'll take them to get a tree.
Morgan, you have anybody you want to ask for a
favor? You got to put a family
photo
on the tree.
Yeah, I do. It's also Scuba Steve.
All right.
But I want to ask to see if you'll be my manager and help me land my first TV show gig, because you're really good at managing people and you have some Hollywood connections, and I'd like to act on my first TV show.
That's a big favor.
I mean, but like he'll make money off of it.
Scuba for a kidney?
Hey, he'll make money off of it. Like as much money as I make.
If I got a cut?
Yes, you totally get a cut.
And I get to fly with you to LA to be on set and manage it while we're there?
Yes, if that happened, if I land a role, 100%, I would pay for a flight for you to come out with me.
And if there's like another role somewhere in a future production, I get that as well? Like maybe there's an opportunity for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
Maybe you just ask the-
A favor for
the,
a favor.
Whatever Scuba Steve's writing, I can't remember if it's a TV show
she
or a movie.
Just act in that
yeah,
that
just write.
That
yeah.
I would like that, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Write her in.
Okay. All right. Good job, everybody.
What about-
I can't wait to see how much time Scuba spends
that
on that.
The only favor I ask for all of you is just keep being you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, we can do that. Okay.
If you just keep being you and being the best version of you, then we all win. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, remember, only one person asked a favor of you. Only one person.
Lunchbox. Did you think we were all coming for you?
No.
Because I almost was like, hey.
You're almost like, hey, what?
But then why'd you change your mind?
Because mine's not realistic, so.
Oh, boy.
Phil and husband?
I'm married.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. It has nothing to do with you specifically.
All right, Thomas Rhett, 16.
You could make it happen.
Bobby Bones Show.
Wait, what?
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Speaking of reality TV stars, Lunchbox geeked out over Chelsea DeBoer, who is also known as Chelsea Huska, however it's pronounced correctly. She was on Teen Mom, one of Lunchbox's favorites. She came on the show after he did a little show and tell about her. She heard it. It was really crazy, but he geeked out and he was only allowed to ask a certain amount of questions because Bobby knew he would geek out, so we would have been there all day.
Number five.
All right, about to talk to Chelsea Huska DeBoer. Am I saying her name right, Lunchbox?
I think you are.
Remember, you get three questions.
I know.
Because we rolled the dice. You rolled the dice.
I know, but
you could have five.
But you were letting me re-roll. And
then you re-rolled again and again and again. It was all three every time. He only gets three questions.
That's going to be so hard. How am I going to do an interview with only three questions?
You can do it.
Exactly. You can do it. All right. Here we go. From 16 and Pregnant, a Teen Mom, and her TV show Now on HGTV. Here she is. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show Now.
Chelsea DeBoer.
Hey, Chelsea. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good to talk to you. I can actually see Chelsea on Zoom now. The last time we talked to her, somebody's phone cut out. But it was pretty cool. And so she's on the show because we were talking
Woo-hoo!
About...
Sorry. I was trying to contain myself. Go ahead.
What?
I was excited. I was trying to, I thought you were going to bring me in right there, but sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have a question?
Nope. No questions right now.
You don't have any questions?
Not right now.
Okay.
I'll let you do some talking and then I'll chime in.
Okay. Chelsea, thank you for coming on the show and being very patient with us. Is it often that you have super fans that you have to figure out, are they weird or are they just passionate?
I feel like it's just passionate.
Yeah.
They're not weird.
You don't think anything about Lunchbox is bizarre at all?
No.
Is it normal that like a guy in his 40s is obsessed with you?
Okay, actually, though, like, we'll be at the store, and we've had, like, big biker guys come up to us and be like, I loved you on Teen Mom, so.
But that's okay. I loved you on Teen Mom, or I'm a big fan of how you presented yourself or what you did is different than this guy screaming whenever every single time you call in or you're on Zoom. Like, that feels – would you have a dinner with this guy, you and your husband with this guy in real life? Probably not, right? He's a little too much?
I would be so down. First of all, he's always yelling, so I feel like that's just how he talks.
This is a true statement.
Okay.
I think I could have dinner with her and her husband, no problem.
You don't think you would react in a weird way?
I might react in a weird way, but that's part of it. Like, that's part of being in the spotlight and being on TV is people – are excited. It's someone that you, like you said, I like the way she represented herself on TV, so I can appreciate how she has handled everything. Mm-hmm.
So, Chelsea, will you tell me about your store that you're talking about? Because do you work in the store? Are you actually in there sometimes?
No chance.
So it's not open yet. We're opening a store, but
got it.
I'm definitely going to be there, yeah.
So the show, you're going to be working in the store sometimes?
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, when we're not filming or anything, I will 100% be there.
And what's this store about?
It's just going to be home decor and like furniture, accents, all the home things.
Do you have any questions about that, Lunchbox?
I'm just excited about it. And if we ever do get into redoing our house, you know, we know where to go shopping.
That's right.
At the store?
Yeah, I forgot the exit. I had it up here, but I forgot what highway and exit it is. But I don't have it right at this time.
And so do you know about her TV show?
Yeah, it's on HGTV. I have not watched it. No, hey. I'm being honest. I listen.
What's it called?
It's called, I don't
He's
know.
He's Googling.
It's called Down Home Fab.
I was going to say Down Home DeBoer, but I didn't, I wasn't sure.
Was it weird to change your last name whenever you were already famous for your original last name?
It felt weird a little bit. And I still have like some of my handles, like Instagram are still Chelsea Huska. But because I feel like a lot of people know me by that last name.
Lunchbox, you have a question for her?
I have so many questions.
Go ahead, ask one.
I mean, but it's going to take an hour for me to ask all these questions.
Go ahead, ask one.
Okay, so when you get pregnant at 16 years old, what makes you think, you know what, I'm going to go on MTV?
Okay, good question.
Good question.
Well, I was pregnant when they first aired the first season of 16 to Pregnant. So I had seen that they were doing a TV show, and I think there was a commercial or something saying that they were casting. I don't really remember. And I just emailed them. And I actually just found the email that I sent them, like the original one, like 2 weeks ago. So that was weird to read again. But I think I just thought, what the heck, I'm going to email them. And then it just spiraled.
I'm just thinking, if I'm 16 and I am pregnant, my parents are going to be like, I'm not sure it's a good idea you go on MTV and do a TV show. Right.
No, I feel like that's a valid,
yeah,
a valid concern.
Do you have a follow up?
No, I can't have a follow up.
Okay, well, I hear you then.
Yeah.
Hey, so whenever you sent Lunchbox, did we just become best friends? Was that a Step Brothers reference?
Of course.
Okay, I said the same thing.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
I said the same thing, and then we kind of, I was like, just say back in the movie, and they're like, no, maybe she just said that randomly. But you are confirming that was from Step Brothers.
That is confirmed.
Okay.
We were stressing out about the reply. Like, how do I reply? Do I reply this way? Do I reply that way? Don't want to freak her out because Bobby thinks I freak you out because I'm a little over the top and I'm crazy. And I met Macy one time and I waited in line at her book signing. And so, yeah, I'm glad to hear it's from Step Brothers.
Did you see Lunchbox's reply? And if so, do you remember it?
Yeah, he said, do you want to do karate in the garage? And I said, yep.
Oh. That's cool.
Of course she saw it. Amy, are you kidding? She replied. No, she didn't reply. Did she reply to that? Yes. She said, yup.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Okay. Lunchbox, you have another question?
I do. So how, like, from when you started, like, on Teen Mom or 16 and Pregnant, you get paid probably $500 or whatever. They film your whole hometown. It's kind of crazy. Do you become super famous immediately in your town, and then it goes national, and then you start making a lot of money? How did it work?
I feel like I wasn't ever like super famous in my town. We live in South Dakota. Our biggest city is still pretty small. And I feel like nobody really, everyone just minds their own business here. Like nobody gets too excited seeing us out and about. But the second part of your question was money.
Yeah. Like it started, like how, okay, like did it start
on it? Like, yeah. Without getting too far into it, just the more seasons that you're on, you know, as the show was getting more popular and you're getting like first season, it's at a lower amount. And then the longer you're there, the higher it goes.
Yeah, I get that. So she could sit there and retire right now is how much it got to, guys. Like she, like they were making it.
No, that's not accurate.
You don't think that's
accurate? Question three.
No, I stopped.
That's it. Hey, so let me ask you a question here because we have Lunchbox on a question counter because we know he'll just to take this for 2 hours here.
Yes, that's why I'm trying to be like just.
Hey, so here's the question.
His mic got turned off.
His mic's off.
I didn't even finish my question.
Now you're scaring her. Do you get annoyed or is it uncomfortable for you that people want to talk about you at 16 when you've done so much as an adult as well?
I feel like it's weird because in normal life, a lot of people don't have to, you know, go back and talk about themselves as a teenager that much. But I can see like the interest there, and I feel like that's when a lot of people like met me and started following my story. So I get it, but it is weird to have to like think back because even I don't even think back to when I was a teenager that much, but I totally get the interest there.
Okay. See, that was going to be my third question.
Okay. We're good.
No.
So, hey, Chelsea, another thing was your husband, how does he like the spotlight? Is he cool with it? Was it a developing thing for him to have to figure out?
So he is very soft-spoken, and he was very shy when I met him. So it took a while to get him used to it and get him into it. But, I mean, he's fine with it, but he's still not as comfortable as I am, I don't think.
Well, we're super pumped that we finally were able to see you. And Lunchbox loves you, and I think you're pretty cool now because I've been able to read about you a little bit. I think you're, like, totally cool. I just didn't know what to expect. Chelsea, thank you. What's up?
Wait, I never even finished my third question. I cut it off before I could finish it because I had my third question was, what do you credit being able to keep your life on track and like progress to where you are now? Because, you know, a lot of them went off the rails And she kept a stable head on herself and did so much more with her life.
I am fortunate. I have always had a very supportive family.
Yeah, and your dad, Randy. Woo, woo, woo. He's awesome.
Both of my parents are
And
really
her mom's
great.
Awesome, and too. But they
let her answer the question. Oh, sorry. Let her answer the question. Let her answer the question. Oh, my God. Sorry, Chelsea.
No, you're fine. Some of the same friends from, like, even high school, I just have always had a very, like, supportive group. And I know that I'm fortunate in that. And also, I feel like having a kid young, I wanted to prove people wrong. You know, I feel like maybe they think that I'm not going to be successful. And so I think I just carried that wanting to prove people wrong on throughout as I grew up.
Aubrey says is a lifestyle and home decor brand founded by Chelsea. Down Home Fab is the show. The season 2 premiere is set for early 2024. Whenever you guys get ready to premiere that, just let us know. We'd love to have you on to promo that. And then
yes, I agree.
And then Down Home, what's up?
I just
oh boy.
Okay. Your mic's off.
His mic's off.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Chelsea, thank you. When the show is ready to come back, please let us know. Thank you for putting up with us. I know it's been a lot. You're awesome. And I love South Dakota. And I think that's super cool and that you came on. So that's it. Everybody say bye to Chelsea.
Bye, Chelsea.
Bye,
Chelsea.
Bye.
See
you guys.
Chelsea.
Thank you.
Bye.
She's going to think that was the worst interview ever. Let's go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are officially in November, which is crazy to think about. But because another month has passed, we had to do an employee of the month. Somebody got chosen and they weren't prepared to be chosen. I'll just leave it at that.
Number 4.
So a little announcement here. I want to do a double announcement. First of all, Lunchbox has something he'd like to say to us before we award the Employee of the Month award. Oh,
okay.
So this is his personal message to all of us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to campaign for me to be reinstated to the Employee of the Month campaign because in the NFL, NBA, the commissioner can come in and overrule a
suspension.
I'll listen
to your case. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Okay. Because October, guys, was all about me. Without me, there was no show.
Wait, this is your speech. You can't do your speech. You just have to appeal to us letting you back in. You were fair and square eliminated last month.
Right, I was fair and square.
But you can't do your speech.
So why should you be let back in?
What happened that was wrong with the rules?
You weren't ready for that one.
No. I'm so confused. My case is
that you were so good in the month that you were eliminated.
Yeah, I was so good in the month. No.
That is the case.
That's not a case.
No. It is the case. I mean, literally, there would not have been a show without me. We spent 90% of the month of October talking about things to do with me and my ideas.
You
Sounds
were
high.
Gone.
Sounds high.
I was.
90% was
no,
high.
That was the month before.
Oh.
Palette. I mean, where would we be without the palette? The palate was the entire month of October, all about it. Every day on the show, we talked about the palate.
I feel like we had to guide you there, though, because you didn't know what you were
doing. It guide, whatever you want to call it. It was all about me. Who brought the idea? Execution, everything. We had to execute it. You did? You went and got it? You found the place?
We paid.
Yeah, you paid. But
without our money, you could have gotten it.
Then Scuba Steve had to go get it.
And I had to go get it.
We were sick the whole month before we couldn't even get it for a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure it was the month before?
No, it wasn't the month before.
This month.
You were sick like 3 weeks ago.
I mean, guys, spill the tea voice changer. Who invented that segment?
I don't know.
Me.
You tell us.
Actually, I did, and I had Lunchbox record it
first.
Wait, that was him?
No, wrong. I did it first. I did. I left
Mike,
it.
Mike, can you? I don't remember.
I will guarantee
you. You may tell me. Go ahead.
Pretty sure you came up with the voice changer.
Wrong again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, whatever.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
There's got to be a paper trail.
Yeah. I can paper trail it. Okay, I was the first one to do it.
No, he's not back in. Okay.
No, hold on. John Brennan from The Real World.
Yellow card, and if you get one more yellow card, you're banned for next month. You've been given a yellow card, which is just a warning.
Well, can I just can I congratulate whoever's going to win?
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate whoever wins Employee of the Month. Know that you're full of crap, and you don't really deserve it, and you're really just second fiddle because I can't win, and
that's
you did nothing to deserve it.
Wow.
I've heard nice, not it.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. Well, let's do this, Employee of the Month. But before we get to it, I'm going to say we're changing this Employee of the Month to now Employee of the Quarter.
Good.
Wow. Oh, good. So now I'm back in.
No. You'll be in the Employee of the Quarter, but you're not back in this.
So we will take my month of October into account.
But you were out sick for a quarter of it.
Nah.
You were.
But me being out a quarter of it still produced more content than these fools did the whole month.
I have no idea.
But you're okay, great. Well, no, we start factoring it from today. Today's October 31st. Today forward. All right, here we go, guys. If you win Employee of the Month, you get to either spin the wheel and win some cash or do self-promotion or block someone from Employee of the Quarter.
I like that.
Who blocked him? I forget.
Morgan.
If somebody else wins it, they can block him again.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
She got taught a lesson.
The last Employee of the Month went to Morgan in September. She chose to block Lunchbox for October. Let's go here. Eliminated. Lunchbox can't even play. I did make some notes about him.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, nailed it.
He was sick.
He did win easy trivia.
Yep.
But he also missed a quarter of the month.
Like I said, more content than these fools brought.
Raymundo had some great...
Hold on. You skipped over everything. John Brennan from Real World was in here because of me.
John Brennan, because I found a story to talk about how he was still going. And then, no, it wasn't because of you. Just because you like Real World.
Exactly. So
but
we
you didn't find the story and you didn't invite him up. I did.
But I'm sure a lot of people saw that story, but I'm the one that put it in the show prep doc.
Yes. Like, if it has anything to do with him, he takes...
Wow.
Raymundo had some great one-liners, but, you know, not going to be you, buddy.
Dang it. You did
win the blank slate competition, though, you and Eddie. That was good.
Oh, baller.
Morgan, you're not going to repeat, but you had a great run as champion.
Dang.
Abby, not going to repeat either. So we have two people that are going to be up for it this
year.
What?
Eddie and Amy.
Really? Here we go.
Oh, I didn't even think I was, like, in the
Yeah, I know. You and Eddie did nothing.
Oh. Whatsoever.
Eddie, what did you do this
week? Do your speech, Eddie?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
Eddie,
ready.
Do your speech.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but I filled in for Lunchbox when he was out sick.
For a quarter of the month. Wow.
Not only did I fill in, I made all of his boneheads much better. I filled in for those. I won him an easy trivia game, which really launched him into the championship.
That's true.
And made him win the whole thing. So, guys, that's me, team player Eddie. That's what I do.
You also brought us about how you're a cool dad when you embarrass your kid. Picked him up as an Uber driver.
That's true. Yeah, homecoming.
Story.
You and myself wrote the Sonic jingle.
What?
Push the red button.
Yep. So that's why, Eddie, you're in the finals here.
Come on, baby!
Because you guys wrote a jingle.
Remember when Lunchbox was like, I'm not coming in. I'm not even that sick. I'm just going to take another day.
We heard the seagulls in your phone calls.
Yeah. And then, Amy, you want to read your story? Your letter? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am not expecting to win Employee of the Month.
That's a good start.
I do feel, though, that we had a lot of content to give. Lunchbox was my partner in the blank slate playoff
tournament.
Are you
reading this or are you making it up as you go?
I have Employee of the Month, but I couldn't remember the name of the tournament.
Got it. Go ahead.
And I do feel that negatively impacted me no matter what I did for the month. I would like to say if I did win, thank you so much for...
What are you reading?
Yeah, she's making it up.
Amy, you got nothing on there.
Are you holding up an email?
You got nothing on there.
Let me see that.
That's just Employee of the Month.
Let me see it.
Read it.
Hand it to me. Hand.
It sounds like you've never read before.
I mean, right. You don't
or
know
she's
English?
She's making it up as she goes. Hand me the phone.
What is it, Bones?
She's making it up.
What is it? Grocery list?
This is from last month.
It's not from last month. It's from like...
Read it. Read
how
it,
many,
Bones.
How many months ago? 3 months ago? Bones, read it. She's all good. That's funny. That's funny. Okay.
Amy, you had
Thank
nothing.
You, Amy. She obviously had
Ever
nothing. I
Amy.
Am blank slate.
And,
The... time I
wow
okay some of the stuff that Amy did last year or last month she told
to this,
her
Amy.
Story about her friend finding her boyfriend less attractive and finding out he hangs out all day in the house and they both
oh yeah and they called
got him
in,
yeah we got him on
should have put that
oh,
on
yeah,
there
that was good
someone dropped a note in her lap when Amy and I were flying somewhere together and we brought in Aiden's family for a Make-A-Wish
so, really,
so good
she shared how her credit card got stolen again I think sometimes she gets scammed just for the show
yeah
so good
she's been very competitive in games she defused Lunchbox during Blank Slate when he was about to explode. And, you know, she got really sick one morning, too, and came in anyway. And I was like, Amy, you don't have to come in.
Wow.
She was puking all night. She was puking out of both holes.
Is that true, Amy?
Yeah, that's okay. It's the human body. We're okay with that. You're a winner for Employee of the Month is Amy.
Oh! Even though she didn't have a speech. Good job, Amy!
The making speeches for this is cringe to me.
It is hard.
It's ick. Or as the kids say, right? Oh, did you want me to teach you something?
I probably already know.
PTL?
Spin the wheel.
PTL, do you know what it means?
No.
Okay.
This is why she's Employee of the Month.
I learned this from Caitlin, your wife.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Nah.
PTL. So PTL,
That's
thank
where
you.
I learn everything too is
All,
Caitlin.
What are my options? Spin the wheel.
I don't even know.
Take money.
Spin the wheel or take money. Which one do you want?
Or ban Lunchbox again.
Or ban
for
Lunchbox
corner.
For a quarter.
That sounds fun.
I don't want to ban Lunchbox.
Okay, do you want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, I'll spin the wheel.
All right, there's as much money on the wheel, $50, $100. Spin the wheel times three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, spin
the wheel!
Amy?
Oh!
Wow. Wow.
Today is my lucky day.
It is.
$100.
You didn't even have a speech.
I mean,
you didn't
no
expect
one has ever hit the $100 before.
What on earth?
Wow, guys, I don't even... I am so thankful to be here today.
What? PTL.
Yay. PTL for sure.
PTL.
Wow, here's your $100.
Okay.
Wow.
Dang, this is brand new from the bank.
Why, it's crisp?
Fresh.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Another fantasy draft happened, and it was the draft of the best appetizers. Hence why Scuba Steve and I, on part one, dove into our very specific favorite appetizers. So if you're in any of those places, you can go try them out. So definitely see that. And you can go vote online, but the voting is already closed. So if you vote, it doesn't technically count anymore. But remember, if you listen to the drafts or listen day to day, you can go vote at BobbyBones.com for your favorite team.
Number three.
Let's draft. Best appetizers. We're going to roll the dice to see who goes first. Mike, roll that beautiful bean footage. Zero. Me. 10. No. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Morgan.
Morgan.
10.
All right.
Because 1 is 1 and 10 is 0. Got it. Morgan, you go first. First overall pick. Best appetizers.
Oh, there's two that I would totally put in this spot, but I think this is a very obvious choice. It's chips and queso.
Interesting.
Good
that's
win.
That's a good one.
So then who's after her?
Me.
Oh.
And then me.
Wait, it's the same way we've done it every single time in the history
I mean,
of this game.
We've been doing it forever.
I got confused.
Yeah, it's okay.
I've been drinking.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go chips and salsa.
Dang it!
I had that.
Right.
That's the number one.
Good job, dude.
That's the winner.
Yeah, queso.
I like queso better than salsa, but
so do I.
Man.
I felt like, okay,
I
Amy?
Just naturally will... go to the obvious third, which is chips and guac.
We're going all chips, and chips and chips. Okay. Okay. Lunchbox.
I'm dead.
What? You're out of appetizers?
Yeah, I don't know anything else. I can't think of anything.
That's all you
had. You were in trouble to begin with.
I got like
then.
30.
Yeah.
Give me... Oh, man. Um... mozzarella sticks.
That's solid.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racking my brain. I thought I was going to get one of those chip ones. That's why I was asking who goes next, because I thought I had one of those.
But you weren't going to go next ever. That's why I got confused,
and that's why it depressed me.
Hey, let's get some of those chicken wings, those buffalo wings.
Okay.
I had that.
Okay, okay. Now, Eddie, we go backward now for round two.
Ooh, this is tough, because I'm between two right here. Yeah, I got it. Give me the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Solid.
And we got to call it that.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Of course. Lunchbox?
You ready? You ready? You know what I love? Little fried pickles. Mmm.
I do like fried pickles, too.
With ranch?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, man, so good.
That's a good one. No, I like it with honey mustard.
You do?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I just like the fried pickle.
Amy?
I love ordering a big plate of nachos.
Why does she say it like that?
I don't know.
Nachos is an appetizer.
Some places have appetizers, nachos. Absolutely.
I guess I just feel like nachos is so much chips and everything else we've picked, but it's not, obviously, because you put meat on it.
Cheese, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Meat, beans, jalapenos, sour cream.
Absolutely. Sure. You nailed it.
Loaded.
Okay, no, you can't do 84 words.
I like
Eddie
it.
Did Olive Garden breadsticks.
But that was a specific place. You did nachos, beans, sour cream, beans, loaded, sour cream,
beans. Why are you attacking
beans?
Me?
I was saying, can I just say, like, fully loaded nachos? That's the thing. That's what it would be. There. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
You can say whatever you want, Amy. I'm down.
I'm going to go with calamari.
That's so good.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Why?
That's what I thought mozzarella sticks were. That's the word.
Mozzarella sticks?
One's fried cheese.
Hold on. You thought you said calamari.
No. I was like, oh, yeah, I eat that all the time. But that's what I was thinking
of. But you know what? Because they both come with marinara sauce.
Yeah, so
that could be it.
They're both fried.
So you meant to say calamari?
Yeah, that's the one I eat all the time.
But mozzarella sticks are still a good one.
That's really funny because you said it. I'm like, wait. Oh, no, I said that other.
Morgan?
Okay.
Whoops.
I think I'm going to go pretzels with cheese.
Interesting.
It sounds like
she's got
every
chips
menu.
And queso and pretzels and cheese. She's heavy, heavy cheese.
Yeah,
I'm heavy chips.
All right, Morgan, here's what you have so far. Chips and queso and pretzels and cheese. Your final pick since you go back first this time.
I mean, I always love getting a version of this. Loaded fries.
Okay.
All loaded over here.
You guys are like me loaded.
I'm going to go... because I have chips and salsa and calamari. I'm going to go Cheddar Bay biscuits.
God, you stole it from me.
What are those?
So I guess you can put Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster.
Okay.
Dude, I had the perfect team with that.
Amy?
Okay, I'll go.
Amy has chips and guac and fully loaded nachos, beans, sauerkraut.
Sour cream.
You name it, it was on there.
Mustard.
Jalapenos. Uh-huh.
Olives.
Whatever. Blooming onion.
Good.
Oh, that's so
from
good.
From... Do we say Outback?
You can if you want.
Okay.
But it's a blooming onion.
I'll just say, people know.
You just want to say blooming onion?
And blooming just assume onion people know? From Outback.
Okay. People know.
Fully loaded.
People know.
Why not say nachos and be like, people know they're fully loaded? Lunchbox?
Yeah, man, I got two that I'm debating between. Give me. Oh, yeah.
Dude, it sounds like you're doing something dirty.
No. I'm just thinking about
no,
this. I'm just thinking about these things touching my lips.
Okay, dude.
Give me the rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
Solid.
Yeah. Those are.
Eddie, final pick.
I never had those.
Because Lunchbox has mozzarella sticks, fried pickles, and rolls from Texas Roadhouse. Eddie, your final pick to go with your buffalo wings and your Olive Garden breadsticks.
This is strictly defense here because everyone went loaded. I'm going to go loaded quesadillas. I don't know what that means.
Could I pick like turkey and dressing meal?
Sure. What are we doing?
Why not?
Quesadillas is typically on the appetizer thing. Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm going fully loaded.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Fully loaded means.
No, I know
all
what fully loaded
things.
Means, but I don't know. Like,
no idea, man.
Okay, I like that though. Dang, I should have picked fully loaded calamari.
You totally should have. Because then people's brains would have been like, wow, whatever that is.
Fully
that's
loaded.
Awesome. I almost went loaded tater tots.
Brown sugar in that. Okay, so go to bobbybones.com and vote. Let's see who the champ is.
Loaded
the appetizer.
Potato skins.
Yeah, the one I thought about is
Loaded co-host.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's Lunchbox.
Yeah. I thought onion rings are good. Crab cakes are good. Oh, potato skins.
I picked a bloomin' onion.
Skewers.
Have any
burger
of you guys
sliders.
Had corn fritters?
Yeah, I had some a couple nights ago. Those. They're good. Mm-hmm. All right, good job, everybody.
Oh, elote.
What?
Corn?
That would have gone with my theme.
Elote.
Mexican right, corn.
I should have gone
Thank
cob
you guys.
Salad.
Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Palette is no longer in studio. Thank goodness. That thing was massive. But Lunchbox and Eddie opened up the rest of the packages. So now we know what all is a possibility for them to make money off of. And there was one kind of big thing that was left in there that might make them some big cash. And also as a bonus this week, if you listen to any of the podcast episodes, Lunchbox pitched an idea for how they should sell the Palette items. And I will say, good idea. I think this would really work.
Number two.
We bought a Palette. This whole Palette was returned items. We went to a warehouse where they had all these Amazon returned items wrapped up. And they said, you can buy it for $500. We didn't know what was in it. So far, we think the best thing is this Hansgrohe Shower Rain Dance 300, which we think we can get $300 for it.
Woo! Rain Dance!
Our total investment was $87 each. There were six of us. $522 total dollars. As of right now, if everything is bought from a very conservative price, which I went low on them,
Woo!
We can do $920.
Oh! Right now. Say it again. Yeah! Say it again, Bobby.
Right now, that would be a profit of about $400.
Say it again, profit!
So, let's open four or five more items here.
Right.
Here we go. Here we go. This is two and one.
Okay. Two and one.
We got two of the same thing.
Two of the same thing. It's long.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a big piece of plywood or a mirror.
Yeah. Oh, almost dropped it.
It's heavy,
lunch. Oh, it is heavy.
What do you
got
there?
This is a DMI folding bed board, double, 48 by 60.
A double bed board is going to go for...
Folding.
$55 new.
So what? These are $55?
New. So we're going to go, they're all beat up in the boxes though. We're going to go 25 each.
Wow.
So for $50.
I thought this was trash. Wow, that is great
good,
stuff.
Good news.
Yeah, let's do that rack.
Eddie is inside the box rack. Now. This box is
the metal rack. Oh gosh.
Six feet tall.
Boy.
This one looks like a big mirror or something.
Clothes drying rack. Washington-er. Washington-er. W-A-S with dots above the A, C-H-E-S-T-A, dots over the A, N-D-E-R. Washington standard.
Dutch.
I think it's German.
Okay, the song mix clothes drying rack with
That's
bonus
it.
Sock clips. New, sells for $60.
What?
It's in the box. Bro.
It's in the box. Sealed. It's still in the box. And this is in good shape box.
Conservatively, we're going to list it at $30. We're not going to list it. We're just going to guess.
Guys, oh my goodness.
Now, again, we're not listing it for $30, everybody, that's on me. I'm saying this is at least what we can get for it, so we don't shoot over.
This is incredible. We are on fire.
Okay, so there's $30 there.
Oh, yeah.
Something in the bag.
Dumb.
D-U-M-O-Y.
Backwards L. Upside down L.
Oh, a smart weight fit hoop.
That's it.
We got one.
Dumoyi smart weighted fitness hoop.
Oh, this is probably $100.
If you were to buy it new, $20.
This is new.
It's in the bag.
Yeah, $10. That's not the real bag.
I mean, look at her. She looks pretty good.
That's a weird bag. $10.
Okay.
You can look like
one more item.
This is huge. This could be an iPhone. iPhone.
Oh my God. That would be an
iPhone. It's wrapped.
What is that? Let me see. Let me just see the box. That's not an iPhone, but it does look interesting. It's wrapped.
Like index cards or something.
What is that?
This looks like it's straight off the rack.
This is straight off the rack.
Go ahead.
Guys.
It was returned on Amazon.
You can get your creep on with this. It's a camcorder.
Oh.
It's a camcorder. We just made a lot of money.
It's a small one, though. So it could be really expensive or crappy.
No, it's expensive. It's a Best Sticker 1920 by 1080 full HD.
Wow. The
high definition.
Is it a Best Sticker?
Best Sticker.
Portable digital video camcorder, HD max 16 megapixels.
Hey.
Give us the good news.
Let me film your reaction on your new camcorder.
If you were to order it new,
yeah,
$30.
For a camcorder?
Camera.
In this economy?
Like 1990.
I hear you. It's $30.
What has gone? So the society has gone downhill.
Everyone has $10 camera on their phone.
$10.
Oh, my goodness. Society.
So what do we do in that total money-wise? I'll add it to this.
That got depressing.
Yeah. So we had 920.
Well.
I don't even know that we made $100 today, did we?
We did. $1,020.
We made exactly $100 today. So $1,020.
Oof.
Still pretty good. We have one more set of stuff to do.
We have five
more. Man, I really thought camcorder was.
Five more.
Can you roll
items
out quickly with them?
Yeah, you want to go?
Let's go quick.
Let's go.
Wrap up the box and get this. This thing's disgusting and it's been here for a week. That's a pole.
Curtain rod.
That's a rod. Curtain
That's
rod.
A Kenny rod.
Goes brand new for $12.
Yeah. Well, this goes as much as a camcorder. That's so stupid.
So we'll go $5 on that.
I hate
one.
My life.
Okay, this is high value.
High value.
Oh.
Cordless.
Wow. G2 Cordless Morningstar Mini Blind. Oh, yeah. Akam's family of home furnishing.
It's a blind set.
Brand new.
Yeah, A-C-H-I-M apostrophe S.
Brand
Akam.
New, $12. So $5.
What?
We have three items total left of the whole box.
Oh, Bobby may want to buy this.
Okay.
Is it
PEX?
No.
Okay.
This stuff. What electrolytes. Gatorade.
Okay, you're not going to get anything for that, but let me see that.
Food and...
All right, and
this is the big one, boys.
One last thing.
Wait, here, let's just cut it.
This is it. It's big.
This is awesome.
It's awesome.
Let your
oh, that could be good. Oh, that could be good.
Oh, my goodness.
That could be good.
Yes. What is
I've had to buy those before. That's a Pelican case.
Yes.
Like it's
that is unbelievable.
Hard shell.
Extra hard.
Extra hard.
Yeah.
So you can travel with it. Like, put your equipment in there. No. Like, so it doesn't break.
No, it ain't going to break. It's Pelican, man.
No, I know, man. But I'm saying that's specifically what it's for.
1637.
Yeah, 1637.
It's a size large.
Okay, brand new.
Oh, this is brand new, baby.
I know, I'm about to tell you the brand new. What do you think that would go for?
Man.
Realistically.
I've not bought luggage since the Clinton administration, so I'd say about 200.
A Pelican.
I mean, suitcases have come a long way since I bought. I mean, mine's missing a wheel. Come on, dude. Give me some good news. Do I need to sit down for this?
If you were to get it new.
Oh, boy.
It's new.
It is new.
If you were to get it new.
Hey.
$350.
Yeah! Yeah!
So let's say, conservatively, we make it go more, but let's just do 200 on the sheet.
Yeah!
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Is that everything?
No, we got one
more. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's like a clown car.
We got a big dog.
I thought that was the big dog.
You made sure that you looked up Pelican Air.
Okay.
Pelican.
Yeah. I'll just cut it. I'll just cut it here.
Eddie is going to throw his back out.
Oh, my.
That thing looks to be 70 pounds.
Here. What do you want me to do?
Hurry.
Come out.
Help him.
Oh, what? Just come out.
Oh, no. The box is going to tip over.
What in the world?
Oh, I see it. The box is ripped open.
Yeah.
It's like rope. It's like really thick rope.
It is.
This is for all the sailors out there.
Yeah. Manila rope safety precaution.
Manila rope safety precaution. That's thick rope.
It's a manila rope.
New, $27.
What?
So probably $10.
Dude.
Okay.
The shipping alone is going to be thousands.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
So.
That is a heavy. Dude, we crushed
it. Overall, I think we're at about $1,240.
Not bad.
I think we can get that from our $500 investment. Stage two. Now it's time to start listing it.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
But Lunchbox has a plan.
I do have a plan. I'll come to you tomorrow.
He'll come to us tomorrow. The question is, how are we going to sell all of this stuff? We bought this pallet of returns. We did not know what was on the pallet. It was all wrapped up. We spent $500. We all put in our own money. And I think after we went through it all, unwrapped everything, if we sell it all individually, we can make a nice profit. But who's going to do the selling? Lunchbox, you have an idea?
I have an idea. The plan is perfect. It's going to require a little bit of effort from everybody here on the show that invested. We are going to have a Bobby Bone Show garage sale. 100%. We set it like a month in advance. It's going to be on a Saturday morning.
I'm not going to hang out on Saturday morning to sell stuff.
No, you're not listening.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But he heard what you said.
No, you haven't even let me finish.
I'm going to be gone.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I will plan it on a weekend. You won't be gone.
I'm gone every weekend until Christmas.
Yeah. So
after Christmas. I don't care when it is.
We're going to sit with all this stuff for 3 months.
Oh, God.
Listen, guys, this is how you make money. You put it, and people will travel from all over the United States and maybe some in Canada, maybe a few in Mexico. I don't know. But we say, hey, we are going to be having a garage sale. And what we do is we do it at a Sonic. We put it on half the parking lot, and the other half is open for business. So they buy themselves a toilet seat, then they get them a cherry limeade slush.
That's not bad.
And then we sit there, and whatever you want to we'll sign whatever you buy.
Sonic,
you want us to sign?
Sonic's not going to let us do that on their property.
Oh, 100% they will.
They're not going to let us have a yard sale on their property just from if somebody gets hurt or damaged it. There's no way.
Hey, you don't know. I know.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is just so negative Nancy because he doesn't want to make money.
You've been making deals?
I've been talking to people.
What have you been talking?
I've been talking about having it.
What have you been saying though? Like, what are the actual words and what are the words that were said back?
I said, oh my gosh, I think, and they said, great idea.
Who's they?
People above me in the hierarchy.
Okay. I think we should just sell it online.
No. Shipping is going to be way too.
The hours.
They can pay for it.
Lunchbox needs to go to a corner.
I think it's a great idea, but Lunchbox has to be the one there.
Yeah.
No, we all.
Lunchbox
is guys, people are going to go there to take pictures with us and get autographs with their item.
It was never part of the deal that we had to work.
It's not part of the deal, but this is an added bonus.
No, you're just dragging us into it. Like, so Magic Johnson, he's an investor in a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, he's a billionaire
now.
Does
he show up to a bunch of all these things and sign autographs in front of Sonic?
Yes, when it's a grand opening, he does.
I don't know.
I would need to have that presented in a way that would be super easy for us.
No, it was super easy. It's super easy. The garage sale is from 8 to 10 a.m. Come get your stuff, and then we're out. Boom.
And you have it cleared from a Sonic.
Not a specific Sonic.
No, but from Sonic. You've talked to somebody at Sonic.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
But.
Lunchbox.
I have feelers out there to Sonic. I'm waiting to hear back from Sonic.
Okay.
The drive-thru's not a bad idea. Like, drive-thru, get a toilet seat, and
but 90% of people aren't going to know what's happening at Sonic, and it's going to look like a bunch of idiots trashed up Sonic.
Right. Because it's a lot of junk.
Yes.
It's like an ironing board, and...
Scuba Steve, what are your thoughts?
A rope.
I mean, it sounds interesting and fun and intriguing, but
Does it though?
Like, when you close down a Sonic, for example, when we shot your TV commercial, in air quotes, we had to shut it down for 2 hours. That costs money to shut it down. So if you look at a business cost, it will cost us money to do the garage sale before we even start it.
And the liability.
No, you haven't. You only shut down half of it. You have half the parking lot for the garage sale.
What about a car dealership? They don't have any cars in the lot. We can find a car dealership and use their spot.
I don't think this idea is going to work because we can't ask a Sonic to close half their business down.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just send an email.
I'm more than happy to ask, but I think the realistic.
I don't even want to ask because it's going to put them in a weird place to be like, well, we don't want to irritate them.
Yeah,
but we can't do it. So what do we? Okay, let's vote. Everybody who put money in, who wants to have a yard sale at Sonic? Say aye.
Aye.
I like it.
Kind of fun.
I like
it. Thank you. There's three.
There's three. Okay. Who does not? I.
That's three.
Why are you guys so lazy?
There's no majority. Majority. Yeah,
why are you so lazy?
All right. Bring us a different idea.
That's the idea. That's
no,
the,
no, no. There could be more. There could be more. Think about it. Just be creative.
We're
think
relying
about
on
no,
you.
No, no. That was creative.
We don't even have a yes for that, and you're mad we can't do it.
No, no. You're not even entertaining the idea. I don't like. What does Movie Mike have against it?
It
what,
is chaos.
What is
okay,
chaos?
Okay, okay.
It's
what,
a garage
and I don't
want
to have to go to one of our clients and be right. like, hey, can we use your property where I know there's liability issues? You have to close. That feels bad for us.
What about a real garage sale at Lunchbox's house?
I'm in. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I.
0% chance.
Come on.
Okay, we'll do it at Eddie's house.
I'm out that weekend.
You are
exactly.
You're
perfect.
On the road. We're on the road, dude.
Perfect. Then we'll use your yard.
Okay, so that idea did not. But we start with one. Who knows when we get there?
We'll get there.
Okay. I think we should list a few things online, though.
There, no,
that's
no,
hard.
No, no. I don't think
and they can pay for shipping. The person who buys it.
Okay.
How are you going to ship the rope?
Lunchbox is
going to
do that.
The rope. There's some stuff we're not selling. That rope's 100 pounds.
We're
selling,
that rope.
The rope is like $13 for 100 pounds.
That you can do Facebook Marketplace and meet someone.
Facebook Marketplace is a great one. We can drive to people's houses.
No, they come to you.
Whatever.
Okay, then
we'll meet him at Sonic.
All right, we'll throw open the garage and we'll have a garage sale out in the garage.
No, I don't hate that.
Here?
I don't hate that. Okay, back burner. Now that I would run to the bosses. But we don't own the building anymore.
Right, that's the problem.
See, but Sonic,
place.
I mean.
I know. All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
And Cody Johnson was on the show this week. He's always a great interview. We heard about his new album, his collaboration with Jelly Roll, and kind of the interesting prison connection that they have. It was just a fun time hearing some of his stories. Like I told Scuba, Cody is a wild card. You never know what stories he's going to tell you, and they're always interesting. So here is the interview with Cody Johnson.
Number one, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is Cody Johnson. Got a new album out today called Leather. You may know Till You Can't.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance.
Or Human.
Chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right.
Does a heck of a live show. Used to ride bulls, horses, aliens. I don't know what he wrote all this. I wouldn't mess with him, though. I also worked at a prison. A heck of a guy. Here he is.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Cody Johnson.
All right, the new album is out today. When you put out a project like your last couple of projects that are so beloved, do you feel an extra pressure for everything to continue to be amazing where you start second guessing things?
No, I feel pressure like all the time. I'm the worst guy with feeling pressure, but it's weird. Like I kind of feel like I thrive under pressure. And so you always want to outdo your last record. Like you're only as good as your last song. You're only as good as your last record. You know, at any moment it could all be gone. You know, that's the kind of like the way
I believe that. Yeah.
I try to live every day like it's the last one, you know, like you're trying to put it in. But this one, I knew I didn't want to do a double album again, but here we were with 24 songs. So today you're getting the first half of the deluxe edition. Within 360 days, I'm going to pile 12 more on you. But I think that this one is a, probably the best group of songs I've ever had.
Now, do you think that every time? I would hope I think that every time. And then I would hope as 3 years from now, because I'll go back and listen to either jokes I've told on stage or things I've written. I'm like, ooh, kind of embarrassed by that. But I should be, right? If I'm getting better and I'm developing, yeah. I should almost look back at things and go like, ooh. So do you feel every project that you're putting out is the best you've ever done?
To that point.
Yes.
And I feel like you should feel that way. Like it's the best that I can do up to this point. This time I had some of my own songs in the pile. And they didn't make it.
You cut your own songs?
No, I cut my own songs out of the pile because they just weren't as good as what I had sitting next to it. And man, when I say like I sat down with Chris Lacey from Warner Music Nashville and I was like, how do you feel about this record? And she's like, this is the toughest record I've ever worked on. She said, because I feel like there's like 13 or 14 singles and that's really, really hard. That's why we decided to space it out 12 and 12 to give the consumer and the listener more time to live with these songs, figure out what streams the best? What makes you cry? What makes you laugh? What's your go-to in the morning? You know, and then give more time to get more singles. Because I only had two singles off that last double album. And I was like, man, a lot of great songs got really shortchanged right there.
Did you feel like after you finished recording all the songs, you're like, dang, we had a couple more we should even record that weren't the 24?
I I always have, like, I'm still finding songs. And I'm like, guys, what about this one? What about this one? They're like, we're putting the record out. Like, it's that's enough. But I'm always, like, constantly thinking about how could we record something to make something cool.
Do you do the thing where you get something and you're like, I love it, but you have a little bit of recency bias because you just heard it, maybe more than something you've already recorded, but you've lived with it a long time. You're like, no, I love this, but really maybe because it's just new to you.
So we do what we call love or hate. Like, it's black or white. There's no gray. Like, because you wouldn't marry somebody if you're like, man, I really like them. There's something about them I just don't like.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So, like, and it's nothing against songwriters or songs because they're all great songs. And it just depends on who cuts them, you know, where the song winds up. But when we're listening to demos and stuff and I'm picking songs, it's either immediately you either love it or you hate it. And if you hate it, it's out of the pile. That way you don't have that, like, I feel like I shouldn't have done that. But
who else do you give the love-hate option to? You and who else?
It's pretty much just me.
Okay, good. I was going to say, man, because somebody hated something I loved.
Well, you did say we.
Well, so usually it's me and Scott Gunner and Chris Lacey and Trent Willman, and we'll kind of sit around and go through these songs. Now, I will say this. I can admit when I'm wrong. I'm man enough to admit when I'm wrong. So, like, Till You Can't was not my first single choice off the last record.
But did you hate it?
No.
Okay.
I loved it, but I loved other things more.
Right.
And everybody else in the room said, Till You Can't. And I went, okay, I have y'all in the room for a reason. I'll trust you guys.
Wow, you did
and
that. Now yeah. You trusted them.
We got a big old number one hit out of it. So,
and that allows you to trust them more?
I think so. But at the end of the day, they're not having to perform it every night. So I have to really remind myself, like, I'm the one putting the skin on. So I have to really, like, make my own opinion valuable. And so far, it's working.
What about home? Like, you go home, are you able to shut off being Cody Johnson, the country superstar?
Every time I go home. Like, it pisses my manager's probably, he's going to hear this. It pisses him off. He's like, I just don't answer the phone. I shut it off. When I go home, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a cattle rancher, I'm a team roper, horse trainer. You know, that's just, I shut it off. I go get in a deer stand. I just live normally. And I don't turn it on until it's time to get in the car, to go to the airport, to get in the jet, to come back to work, to turn that guy on. Wow. And it helps me compartmentalize pressure. It helps me compartmentalize how much things have changed very drastically in the last 2 or 3 years. When I come out here, it's like the fighter mentality. You know, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to take over. And then when you go home, you're like, whew, okay, that's done. I'm going to sit around and watch a hunting show and just chill, you know.
Do you feel like you have to, when I'm on the air, I'm definitely an elevated version of myself because I got to be here. I got to be entertaining, compelling. I got 5 hours every single day. If you meet me out, I ain't this. I'm quiet.
Me too.
Do you feel like people are sometimes surprised with that, maybe how quiet and maybe laid back you are versus who they see on the stage freaking dominating?
I'm a social introvert. Like, I don't like to people, but I will say, like, once you get to know me, I'm kind of wild too. Like, when I'm in my inner circle, I can let loose pretty hard, and I like having fun, man. I just enjoying life. So I think if fans ever got to hang around me off the stage, they'd be like, whoa, this is a little different. But I think you have to do that, man. I mean, I'm not being someone else when I'm on stage for sure. But you're there for, like you said, for a purpose. My job is to make sure that you get the best show you've ever seen when I'm on that stage. Whether I have fever, whether I'm tired, whether my voice hurts, no matter whatever it is, my job is to make sure that that's the best show you've ever seen.
Your album cover has your bloody hands. And Amy was telling us a story where I guess the guy that was talking was like, we got to get those hands because you'd been working. What's the real story behind that?
That's true. We didn't stage it. So I'm doing an article next week for the American Quarter Horse Association. And we needed pictures of a bunch of my horses. So I called Chris Douglas. He does amazing work. He did my Cowboys and Indians cover. He did like a lot of the old Marlboro Man stuff and it, like some Wrangler shoots too. So like he's got a great eye. And so I was like, come down, we'll do the AQHA stuff. And I was like, the next day, we're going to work cows. Like, we got to brand cattle. We got to castrate a bunch of bulls. We got to doctor all the calves. And you may as well just shoot it. And at the end of the day, like, I'm in my leggings, and I'm covered in blood and spit and sweat and everything else and hair. And I get on my horse, and I set my hands down. And I was literally just kind of like, the day's over. And he's like, don't move. That's the shot. Like, that is the shot. And so when I saw it, I thought, like, that's a great cover for leather. It says a lot. It's not just a piece of material. It's kind of, it's the hard work and the grit that goes into it.
Why do you still work like that?
That's just who I am, man.
Do you enjoy it?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy castrating cows?
Well, you castrate bulls. If you can castrate a cow,
bull,
what is 2023? Maybe?
No, you're right. Hey, Cody, I'm ag major here. Sorry. I should have said bull, but yeah, you genuinely like it?
Yeah, it's fun. Like, you know, you living on a ranch the way we do, it's very simple. like my daughters are 8 and 6, and there's a lot of talks that we're not going to have that are going to be awkward because they know that the bull breeds the cow and creates the calf, and then the calf is born, and we raise the calf, and we sell the calf, and then the people eat the calf, and it's very, it's like circle of life. We live very simply, but the cowboy way of life is something that I do. Like I don't let anybody else do my work for me. I get up and go to work.
Yeah, I would. I for sure would. Yep. I'll be out. I'm good. I got somebody that mows the yard now. It's pretty awesome, to be honest with you. So with this record here, Leather, there's some of the songs, for example, if I were to Ray, would you play a little bit of number 6, please? This is Jesus Loves You.
And he'll be there waiting for you when your time on this earth ends. Yeah, Jesus loves you.
What drew you to this song right here?
What's that?
What drew you to this song right here?
It's angry. It's angry. This is very much this guy in this song is very much like me. Well, I say that it was a little hard for me to believe at first when he says at the end, like, the reason I didn't shoot you is because my gun was in my truck. I didn't believe that part because I was like, I have a truck gun. Like, it just stays in there. The other one is the bed and the other one is in the pantry. You know what I mean? Like, but that guy is very much like me in that. It's a dominant male looking at another guy that thinks he's a dominant male and going, let me tell you something. You ever come near my family again, that's it. You got one shot. God must love you. He must have a plan because I was going to kill you that night. And it's very serious. And it's very angry. And I hadn't recorded a song like that. Mm. You know, that's a side of me that the fan so far has not gotten to see. And whenever I sing a sad song, I want to make you cry. So I'm really trying to channel whatever's sad. If I want to sing an angry song, I went back to places and things in my life that maybe I should probably bring up in a therapy session and got really angry and let that guy be recorded. And that's fun. Like, just exploring that different facet of myself and music and artistry. That's just fun, man.
That's why I brought it up. It felt like something I hadn't heard you do.
That's the only reason I recorded it. I was hoping that somebody would say that.
Hey, look at us. And I hope to never castrate a bull. So, does it hurt? Does the bull go, ouch?
You'd be amazed at how many times they just stand there. You're like, wow. Like, that is incredible. Just try to, put yourself in that position.
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather not do that. Cody Johnson is here. The new album called Leather is out. You're playing a lot. You're playing a lot of shows. These shows are getting massive.
Yeah, they are.
I feel like you're playing so many shows, and you've committed to so many shows that you've committed, and there are too many people at these shows that you could easily go play bigger places.
Yeah.
But you want to work, and so you do all these shows. But by the time you get halfway through it, you could have played a venue twice as big.
You know, I think you could have, but there's a lot of risk involved in that. You know, you see, everybody wants the big right now, as quick as I can get it. You know, that's why people, you know, they sign a record, the first record deal that comes along, and maybe it wasn't the best deal, but they get that dangling, I call it the dangling carrot. You know, everybody wants the dangling carrot. Like, well, I've been doing this for 15 years, and so it's like, I don't ever want to put my cart before the horse because I want to do this until I'm in my 80s. You know, I want to be around for as long as I can be around and be relevant in country music. So I don't think that it's like, well, man, I need to be playing stadiums. We're going to get there. Like, it's like I can see the future. Like, I know it's coming, but I don't want to do it too quickly. I feel like a lot of people jump too quickly, and then that's when they implode.
On the Leather tour, you get one of my buddies, Justin Moore, with you. That's pretty cool. You guys.
He's a great guy.
He's a good dude. We're from the same, like almost the same town in Arkansas too. So when you call Justin up, you're like, hey man, we're doing a cowboy hat tour. What's it? Like, but your hat can't be bigger than mine. You know, since you're the star, your hat's got to be this size.
No, we had sat down and my manager, Howie, was like, dude, like we're changing up acts. You know, what do you think about this guy? Yeah. What do you think about this girl? Yeah, that's perfect. And he's like, Justin Moore. I was like, well, yeah, dude, like we've had a relationship from back in the day. Like we've toured together before where I was opening for him. So it's a great fit.
I want to play a little bit of The Painter, which is a new single here. Ray, would you play some of The Painter?
Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances.
I'm curious because you told the story about how you guys pick singles. When you guys decide that the Painter is going to be the one that you focus and feature, what happened in that meeting? Were you in that one or were they like, was it you?
Yeah, we were all on the phone. Trying to figure out because, you know, there are songs on this record that every one of us felt passionately about for different reasons. And just so you know, like in my camp, we don't ever go like, this would work for radio. Radio would play this. This would fit a format. There's like not an agenda. We're just trying to figure out what best represents me, what best represents what I can get up and do live with my band, because that is my passion, man. That, if I've ever been addicted to a drug in my life, it is playing live music for people. Like, that is just, that's my happy place where everything's perfect and I don't have to worry about anything. So when I heard the demo of this song, I knew it was special, but it's not like Till You Can't. It's not like this big vocal show off. It's very simple. It's very organic, and we decided to keep it that way. We used a resonator instead of an acoustic guitar just to give it a little bit more of a grassroots sound, which gave me an excuse to buy a new guitar, by the way. but for me, it was about the lyrics. Like, right before you cut that off, the next lyric was, "For every wall I built, she saw a canvas." That is the most descriptive thing I've ever heard in a song about me and my wife. I mean, I'm a pretty hard-headed, tough cowboy, and she has a way to turn all that into something beautiful, and she's stuck with me through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and she's never faltered on me, and she's pretty much the reason. If it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here, and I'm not just saying that. So for me, she is the painter. She brings the color to my life, you know, like my little girls, and, you know, helping me to be a better person and to really search myself and to try to actually be a better guy. Every day. And so, like, when I heard that, I was like, you know, I don't really care if anybody loves this song. I love this song. So when you hear me singing it, it's the passion's real. It's not fake.
Winning the Grammy. You won the Grammy.
What's that?
The Grammy.
I didn't win it.
Wait, what? I thought you, but you're nominated for it.
This was.
I thought you won the thing.
No, it was Song of the Year. Song of the Year's for the songwriters.
They still won it in my mind.
I don't have one. They didn't give me a trophy. Ben Stennis and Matt Rogers got one.
Yeah, though. But I feel like you're right. Song is for writing, but they don't get it if it's not for you.
You know, it was really cool though, because like on that day, I was at home and we had sent Ben and Matt out to LA to go to the deal, and both of those guys called me and were like, "Just dude, you've changed our lives. Like, I got a publishing deal out of this. You know, my wife and I paid off our house," and it was like, it kind of brought me to tears.
I can't believe they don't give you one too. That's wild.
I didn't get one. I was actually at a team roping the day that. I'm so disappointed.
They should have got you like a mini one at least.
You know? Right, like, that would be cool.
Yeah,
because like
they just wouldn't have got it without you. It won Song of the Year, but that's you.
Man, it makes me a little disappointed that Till You Can't sat in Nashville for 10 years before anybody recorded it.
I took the right person to record it, though, too, you know?
I believe that. I'll take that credit. But I still think that those guys deserve that for writing an incredible song. Because that song, they can talk about how I changed their life all they want. That song changed my life.
How about CMAs? I know for sure you have CMA trophies.
Yes.
Do you have them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, CMAs, CMTs. Hopefully we get an ACM someday.
You can probably get whatever you want if you just said it. You got a very passionate base that will fight for you.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's awesome.
It is really cool. It's a little cultish.
Yeah, and you want to keep it right on the fine line. You want to keep it on the fine line of they're a little cultish, but they're not crazy.
Yeah, where
it
starts we're like to a hurt. We're like a nice cult.
What's your family think? You're blowing up. Do you ever have like second cousins? They're like, "Hey man, you're coming to Colorado. I'm your second cousin. Can I get in?"
I always say my fence is very high and the circle is small. Like a long time ago, I just kind of started like, I don't want people around me that want something from me because of all this, because I'm not wrapped up in it. I don't care if I won 20 Grammys and we're headlining every stadium in the world. I'm still this guy. Like, and I always will be. It doesn't matter how much money, doesn't matter how much fame. None of that stuff doesn't perk my interest, even though it's part of it. So like I'm very selective about who I let in the inner circle and who I associate myself with. I want positive people that love me for just me, whether there's a guitar or not.
Couple final questions. I saw you sing with Reba, and that's just awesome.
That was the coolest thing.
It's just
ever.
Awesome. Yeah. So Reba, let's take her out of the mix though, but who are a couple of those other people that you've been able to do something professionally with where you're like, this is so freaking cool? I know Jelly Roll's on the album.
Yeah. And that was kind of, so you played Jesus Loves You. I was riding the bus to Nashville to come record vocals. And, I sent Jelly Jesus Loves You, and I was like, dude, I used to work at a prison. You've been to prison. We're friends. Like, your face tattoos, I'm cowboy hat. Like, how cool would it be to be on this song that has, like, this dirty, gritty thing? And he's like, I'm totally in. You know, I'm whatever you want to do. And he's like, what else you been recording? So I sent him Whiskey Bent. And he's like, man, I'm in tears right now. Like, this song just wrecked my heart. And I was like, well, let's just do that together. So, again, the song just found its rightful spot. that day, we started off the day recording Long Live Country Music with Brooks and Dunn. And me and Kix and Ronnie all got IVs that morning, just sitting around chilling, drinking coffee, and then record this song. Randy Houser comes by. I sing a song with him for his album. And then Jelly Roll comes in. And I'm like, this is not a bad day. Like, this is a pretty incredible day, you know? And but I will say this, like, you know me, I'm not like, I don't get intimidated or starstruck by people. I've been around Reba for the last 3 or 4 years and never been, when she walked out on stage and we're singing together, I was like, holy shit, this is, yeah, this is the real deal. I got awesome. A little nervous. That's She's awesome. Pretty intimidating.
I want to play a little bit of that Whiskey Bent with Jelly Roll. Here you go.
Praying one of y'all comes back again. I'm just trying to straighten up what Whiskey Bent.
That's a good one, man. Good.
Is that hook not just
yeah.
incredible?
Yeah.
So listen, like, if there's two things about picking songs for me. I don't want to know the songwriters. I don't want to know who wrote it. That way, by the end of it, I find new writers, and I go, man, what else does she have? What else does he have? Like, who is that's how I found Matt Rogers. Matt Rogers got 3 cuts on the last record, and I'd never heard of him before. Now, I'm like, on the phone, hey, buddy, you been writing lately? But this song, when I saw the title, Whiskey Bent, I was like, I hate it. Because you think, like, Whiskey Bent, Hellbound, sure. This is going to be like a redneck. You know? And then I heard the hook, and it just completely wrecked me.
The opposite of cliche.
Wow. I'm still trying to straighten up what Whiskey Bent. And I don't care
goosebumps.
Whether.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. If it could be whiskey or some other substance or some behavioral pattern or whatever it is in your life. Like, I feel like we all have that. Like, you made a mistake, and it lingers, and you're still trying to fix it. And it's so relatable, man.
Yeah, it's a good one. The album, Leather, it's out. I want to end with this question because you used to work at a prison. You mentioned it. But did anyone in prison ever send a letter off to a lady, and then the lady fell in love with him, and then when he got out of prison, they stayed together?
I don't know. Okay. I'm sure that has happened.
But you don't know, because this guy's happening with Amy right now.
I'm intrigued.
Well, this guy's been writing Amy letters from prison.
That's probably not a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, is that your official statement?
I think that maybe that's not the best life choice you've ever made.
I have not engaged.
That's good.
I have just received, and that. I
would be maybe more concerned about like a private security team to figure out how he got your address.
No, we mailed it to the station.
Here at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd be very concerned. Yeah, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Not please don't show up at my house. No, it was sent here. But not to him, just anybody.
Yeah, so you don't think it's a good deal for her? She's trying to like branch out and try new things.
I don't think this is one of those things you should do. I mean.
All right, well, we heard it here. We heard it here. You know a lot, my friend. Records out today. You're finishing up the Cody and Friends tour up until December, but the next year, January, all the way through July, Cody Johnson's out with Justin Moore and Dylan Carmichael, and Chris Jansen's doing some of those days as well. But I hope you guys go over to CodyJohnsonMusic.com, get tickets, check out the record. It's out today. I always love seeing you. I appreciate you coming by.
Man, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, Cody, A+. There he is, Cody Johnson, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me this weekend. Thank you again for spending another one of your weekends with me. I know some of y'all listen while you're cleaning. Some of you guys listen while you're driving to other places. I just am very appreciative that you hang out with me on Saturday mornings. To all parts, please be sure to check out the additional part one and part three. Those are brand new content. They're stuff you haven't heard on the show, and it's just me and a show member, which is this weekend, Scuba Steve. And we talk about life and catch up, and it's literally just two friends talking. So I hope you guys enjoy those, but thank you for being here. I'll see you next weekend. Bye.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.